life.
Why aren't people not going to church anymore? Let's talk.
I was just talking to someone yesterday, and she was bragging that she has all this money and can buy all these houses. And finally, she said, well, it's because I work for the devil, and it pays off. She used to work for... Now she works for... Period. I think the love of the world, be it money, be it houses, be it overeating, overdrinking, gluttony, lust of other people's bodies that they have no right to. I just think the love of this world keeps people from having love of God and having faith in eternity. They're living for today. They have no sense that they actually live for eternity. It is a sad place that we live in.
2023, man, like, it's so flamboyant. You got all these entertainment that's going on inside of the church, not the gospel of Jesus Christ. So let's talk, what is the gospel of Jesus Christ? It is the gospel what Jesus Christ preached. And what is that gospel? That gospel is the kingdom, God's government. Jesus preached about God's government, and he'll preach about it, and then he will illustrate the evidence of it. And you don't see that in our church. That gospel is not being preached of God's government. All these other flamboyant sermons that sound good, that tickle the ears of people, that get their emotions on all time high, then they will come back with their tithes and come back with their tithes, come back with their tithes. They be bamboozled the whole entire time. Listen, the false prophecies that go on throughout the ministry of the churches, it's just crazy, man. I'm gonna be honest, we look like big clowns. And the Christian religion does. We look like big clowns, to be honest. Mockery, so much mockery. So many evil people in up there in the pulpit. But it's not just that. It's the doctrine that's being preached that's not the gospel. We got a lot of wolves in the church. Now, I'm talking globally, because there's some small, powerful churches out here.
People's belief systems aren't what they used to be. People's religious affiliations aren't what they used to be. And then a lot of people, they don't see a reason to have that hope and that fulfillment. And I believe that's part of the reasons why most people don't go to church anymore.
I know I stopped going a long time ago, long before I became an adult. And I still don't.
We don't have any reason. We don't see a reason. Show us one.
I feel like the reason why people don't go to church, because I feel like churches have turned into like money machines. I feel like all people care about is what your church look like, what the outside of the church, who go to the church. It don't matter who go to the church.
So they're not really going there for their souls.
They're not going there for to say they souls. They going there because they like, well, girl, you know, such says go to this church. I'm going to go to this church.
Right, right.
You know, just to be seen saying that they go to this church.
So really it's all about money now instead of saving souls. And a lot of those preachers are not the ones, not, it's not really their calling. They just going for the money.
For the money. And wow. They're just to say, I'm a pastor.
I'm a pastor.
I'm a pastor.
Sad.
You could say that. But what does that mean if you ain't out here doing the Lord's work?
I'm going to say amen on that.
Several reasons why people may feel unaccepted in the church. One being judgment. They may feel like they are in the test part or portion of their testimony, and they aren't being welcomed because of their clothing or because of their history or something of that nature. Also, financial assistance or support. I know someone who reached out for a bill, even though that they were a loyal church member. The church did not, you know, provide financial assistance to that person. And that kind of, I don't want to say turned them off, but it totally did to the church atmosphere. So one may watch it on TV because they don't have the judgment. If they want to give, they can give freely without feeling like it's a chore or like they have to do it in order to get into heaven's gates. Like they have to pay for land to get there. So those are my reasons why people may feel like that about church.
I think the reason that some people no longer go to church is because, one, people have this warped sense of what a Christian, you know, is supposed to be. They assume that when you become a Christian or you become saved, that somehow or another you magically become perfect. And that is not true. They forget that we are all there for a word to help us deal with our flesh daily. The flesh is something that you have to strive towards, you know, becoming better every single day. So it's something that you have to war against every day. Also, people use it as an excuse to not hear what is right, so they don't feel convicted in order to change so they can actually do what is right. So people are so caught up in what society says is okay instead of what God says. And that's the issue. And some people are not comfortable with hearing the preachings and teachings of the word in its entirety. We want to pick and choose what we agree with and what we like from the word of God. But it doesn't work that way. You have to take the meat with the potatoes.
We are not here to bash, judge, or dishonor anyone, but we are here to talk about real problems and give a solution according to the word of God.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Adrian and Music Box podcast show. Let's talk real talk, where religion is moved out of the way and we are talking about life and the true word of God. I am your host, Adrian, and this is
Music Box.
We have Pastor Damian Jones. Pastor. We have Levi Billups. We have Latoya
Brunson.
What I want to talk about today is why are people not going to church anymore? I know before the church attendance was going down, but when COVID happened, I mean, it really began to go down. And when it was time for everybody to start coming back to church, it's like over half of the half that was there stopped going to church. What's up with that? And I want to talk about this because I think it's really, really important to talk about why we go to church. What's the purpose? What's the purpose of the believers and what's the purpose of the pastor? And I went online and I got some things on the pastors, what we should expect from them. And I'm going to give the scriptures real quick, and I'm going to give their description. According to 1 Peter 5:2, pastors are told to exercise oversight. According to Titus 1:7, pastors are called to be good stewards. According to 1 Timothy 3, that is the charge to manage the church. Finally, 1 Peter 5:3, pastors are called to be an example. Now, I know the Bible says that we're here to seek and save those that are lost. That is what we all should be doing. Why do you think that the church is having an issue with attendance? Oh, he's a pastor. We have Pastor Damian Jones on board with us. Pastor Damian, can you tell a little bit about where your church is and who you are very, very quickly? Give us about 3 minutes of it. Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Pastor Jones, Damian Jones. My church is located in Hollywood, South Carolina. That's just south of Charleston, east of Ravenel, South Carolina. Okay. Memberships have declined before COVID, but it was very, I'm not going to say minimal, but it was kind of on the light side. You know, people were kind of, you know, church hopping, going here and there. Then here we had COVID and everybody got scared because they thought they were going to die. And then it kind of ran back to the church. And after COVID, society itself has changed so much. not just in the church alone, just in everything. It's like everybody has this I don't care attitude.
I don't care.
Or everybody is now so selfish, yes. Or who are you to tell me what to do now? And it's not coming from just the younger ones. It's coming from the old, the middle-aged, the younger ones. It's coming from everybody. COVID did some good, and COVID brought along some things that I think was festering in a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's just to the point now where I think people are kind of tired of playing church. You know, when the pastors had to now switch over to doing messages through Zoom. And I think it allowed people to listen to other pastors elsewhere. You know, so now it allowed you to kind of get, I'm going to call it spiritual nourishment or feeding from Chicago, from LA, from, you know, Louisiana, from Florida, from everywhere. And sometimes, I think sometimes now, or it opened a lot of eyes and a lot of ears to, okay, they're doing something different there. Why are we not doing the same thing here? And I think that has become a major topic, you know. And if I will, you have a lot of seasoned pastors. They're not ordered, they're seasoned.
Yeah.
Say it. I think I'm trying to be very diplomatic with this.
Yeah.
I think they've gotten to the point where a lot of them are retired, yes, because they're of age, you know, well of age, you know, well past time and age. But I think they are, like you mentioned earlier, selfish, and it's about them and not about the people. Okay. And I think you have to know when it's time for me to step away, lead with my seasonedness. You know, I know it's not a word, but lead with my seasonedness.
That's right. Make it up. We good.
From the background, you know, I've come out of a church, you know, right there in Dale, South Carolina, you know, Mount Carmel Baptist Church. That's where my eyes were opened at under Pastor Moore, you know, Pastor James E. Moore.
Oh, yeah.
Very powerful man. And I watched this man, you know, 29-year, you know, Marine, very strong Marine, very strong pastor, has been here, there, and everywhere. And I'm not a very upfront person, so I'm kind of like a background person. And I watched this man here, a powerful man, play the background. And so I think sometimes the seasoned pastors, if I have a pulpit of younger pastors, let their feet get wet. Give them some airplay, you know. Because I believe that I'm more powerful and I'm stronger playing the background than I am always up front.
Gotcha. So what is that reason? Is it because the people are getting teachings that don't minister to them in the now? Is that what you're saying? Or what exactly are you saying? So we can give a clear understanding.
Well, I would say they're not teaching in the now. They're not making it relevant to what's going on now. I thank God for that ability that he's given me to be able to be current. I've always been current. I watch a lot of news. I listen to a lot of talk shows. So I'm very rounded on government, on what's going on community, on this, on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think when I allow the spirit to speak to me before I do my message, it's normally like a hot topic that's going on in the world now today. And you can't help but to speak on it, you know, or you can't help but to preach on it and try to give the people encouragement, hope, faith, and everything else that this too shall pass. And so I think sometimes you have to do that, but you have a lot of these guys that are, you know, like I said, they're seasoned, they're great, they're good guys, but
they old.
If I'm middle-aged, if I'm 30, yeah, because if I'm 30, 25, 30, 35, if I'm in that ballpark or in that age range, and here you are 80, 85 years old, medically and scientifically, normally once a person gets to a certain age, once they start getting in that 80 range, their mind always kind of goes back to a comfortable spot in life.
Yeah.
So whether it's in their 20s, it's in their 30s, it's in their teens, yeah. And you'll find that they always talk about those certain years. If you let them, if you got, what's the old saying? If I give you enough rope, you know, you're hanging yourself.
Yeah.
Well, if you let them run on that rope long enough, you'll find that they start talking in those years. That's their glory years to them.
And it's not like now. So I
exactly
understand what you're saying. So in other words, the people are not really getting what they need in the now, because this new generation, they different. They different.
Yes,
very different.
Yes, but also too on the flip side, now we got a lot of crazy stuff going on in churches and people, you know, flying on wires across the congregation.
Church abuse.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, let me tell you, I
it's not a club.
And then too, I have been to a church where the pastor sweating, and if you don't wipe his sweat fast enough, then he going off on the person that's
crazy.
I mean, but that's what a lot of churches start, a lot of people that's coming into churches, they're dealing with being judged. They're dealing with people not ministering to them in what they need right now. I mean, the world is so big. You could be talking about one thing and everybody would get their different things that touch their own personal lives.
Yes.
So a lot of it is, it starts in the pulpit. It starts from whoever that leader is. And to be honest, it starts from evangelism. Y'all, I have seen churches, I have been to churches where I said, hey, can we go out in the community and talk to the people about Christ? And they blew
up.
Like it wasn't, like I said, nothing, you know? So evangelism is so important. Like, how do the people supposed to even know about the church?
But you just said something now. You just said something.
You know, if the people aren't going forth and doing it, now we always want to put the responsibility on the pastor. I'm going to be honest with you. We want to put all the responsibility on the pastor. Don't get me wrong, he play a major role, because the people are led and they're taught by him. And the Bible says, how can you hear without a preacher?
That's right.
So they play a major role, but then after he do his thing, what we supposed to do? A lot of us just go right back into church. We never invite nobody to church. We sure don't ask people, are they saved? We don't do none of that. You know, for a matter of fact, half of the people that you run into, you wouldn't even know they saved. Nothing about them says Christ. Even sometimes a smile can let people know that God is in you. Even hey, how you doing? How your day going? People would know you know Christ because you're different. And we're not showing the world that we're different. We're showing the world that we just like them. We do what they do. We in the club like they in the club. And then you want to get the church on Sunday and be on the praise team and wonder why they don't want to come to your church. So I think part of that is that the believers aren't living the life. I'm not saying that you be perfect, because the world is so wrong for judging the church, for thinking that we're supposed to be these perfect people. We're not perfect. That's why we go to church. That's why we sit under a pastor and hear the word, so that we can be fed. And that's why we read the word for ourselves, so we can be fed. So,
but we cause that.
It's not just up to that preacher. It's up to everybody to win. Yeah. So the Bible says that we're here to seek and save those that are lost. So what are we doing in church? Not just.
But I can tell you that. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
We cause that on ourselves. And how I mean by we cause that on ourselves is because we go out and because we go to Mount so-and-so, or, you know, second Zion or this and that, then now we try to project this perfect Christian somebody. And like you said, when the minute you fall, because the world doesn't expect us to fall. And when we fall, then it's like, see, I told you she wasn't who she said she was, or he wasn't who she said he was. So now, but then if we stop portraying that we're so goody two shoe, when I preach, anybody in my church will tell you, I tell them straight up and down, you know, I was one step away from a prison. I was one step away from a grave. I done things wrong. And I tell them there's sometimes when I wake up and I don't want to talk to my own wife. So, you know, but I believe pastors need to learn to be real.
Yes.
And they're trying to be somebody that they're not instead of being real. Tell the people, I do wrong. I do mess up. I do make mistakes. Exactly. But I'm still a Christian.
If y'all want to come on down to Anavesta Missionary Baptist Church, down here at 6709 Highway 162 in Hollywood, South Carolina, come on down. Come on, praise and worship with us. You don't have to worry about what you got on.
Her ball is well. Sorry I came in late. I got this baby boy with me, but, you know, I'm here.
It's okay. You here. And we thank God that you're here. Real quick, I want you to tell the people a little bit about who you are very, very quickly. Give me about 1 or 2 minutes. Let the people know who you are.
Well, I don't need that long. You know, I'm just a little old me now. I'm Levi Billings. I'm out of Birmingham, Alabama. I am a published photographer. And I'm a PK, been in the church 32 years. I am 32 years old. I think I was had at the back altar, you know, but church is all I know.
32 and 32?
Yeah, I play the bass guitar. I sing. I'm kind of jack of all trades. So, yeah, that's me.
All righty.
Okay.
Well, Levi, we want to ask you this question very, very quickly. Why do you think people aren't going to church? We got some videos in from some random people letting us know their thoughts on why they don't go to church, why people not going to church. It is crazy, the responses that we got. What do you think is the reason why people don't go to church anymore?
I think that the church has lost the people, for one. The church is not in the community anymore. You know, the church is not in the schools anymore. The churches are more about the pastors now. You know what I'm saying? The churches are more about business now. You know what I'm saying? It's about whose praise team is better. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. So, that's what I'm facing with some of the stuff why people say they're leaving the churches. I talked to somebody yesterday. They said that they had tied at least $10,000 in the church.
What?
And she fell, you know what I'm saying? So she lost her job. And they told her that they couldn't do nothing for her.
Hold up.
And that turned her away from the church. And that goes back into being into the community. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead.
And I, like I said, I've been in the church all my life, and I just remember my dad walking the streets of the houses that were on his, you know what I'm saying, that was on his street, that as far as like the church. We have to win our people back, and we have to stop being so judgmental. You know what I'm saying? I believe the biggest loss is the church not being a safe place anymore. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that.
And I mean, hey,
yeah. Yeah, the church is not a safe place anymore. And, you know, and I just don't feel like the pastors care about their members anymore. They just care about the numbers of the members that's there, you know.
Warm seats.
Oh, yeah.
Like you said, yeah. And Levi, I think that's true in most cases. And man, I feel like people always say we're living in those last days, you know. But the Bible talks about you really knowing who's real and who's not, and it being false prophets out here, and people that may look like, you know, the world would make things look like it's beautiful. And when you get there, you'll find out it ain't so beautiful.
Nope.
Or you'll find out it's just like what you went through or what you've been through, or it's not what it is. And I think that if we as people begin to read the word for ourselves, I think that play a major role too. And in you
yes.
choosing the church that you feel like God has led you to, you have to hear from the Lord. Because if not, you will find yourself in the church. And I believe that's why church hurt come in place. Because I don't think people pray about where they're going to go. Levi, I agree with you. I think Toya said it. I believe that people choose churches because whoever's popular or whoever got the best worship team. Oh, yeah, that's the church I'm going to go to. Where are all the young folks going? Yeah, that's the one I want to go to. Or if that pastor, nowadays these pastors, they're like iconic figures in the world. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're out there, you know what I'm saying? Doing music or out there with the word, and everybody love them. And I just think that we have lost the church. And like you said, Levi, I believe that it's our job. If we lost them, it's up to us to take our butts back out there. And because we can't win souls, we win souls through Christ. He's the one that does it. All we do is go out and do the work. But I don't even think that we're going out doing the work. I don't even think that we're going out doing the work anymore. So these people, they're home and they're watching church online. And like Damien, like you said, Pastor Damien, like it's so many churches you can watch. You can watch 10 different churches and get 10 words. But that leader has something for his church. So you have to find what is your church. And a lot of times we can't do that. A lot of times we can't do that because it is so much stuff that's going on now. You know, church being like clubs. You don't know. It's not safe. Levi, I agree with you. It's not safe. And today we have a special guest. This woman is off the chain, y'all. Full of wisdom. I mean, just listen to what she says. You're going to learn a lot from what she says. We have Miss LaToya Brunson. Hey, LaToya.
Hey, everybody. Thank you.
It is so good to have you. It is so good to have you on this podcast with us. Tell the people a little bit about you.
Well, I was born and raised in Birmingham. I am a 41-year-old mother of three. And I have experienced some things in life that I feel like my story can help others. And the best way to do that is to expose myself for my real. And just to get to know me, just a little bit about me. I've experienced a whole lot of things, but I have come a long way. And my tests were my testimony. And today I want to give some enlightenment and experience on life stuff so you can have somebody to look forward to, somebody that's attempting to be in leadership. And it's showing you that even if you've been a sinner, you can still be a good person today.
It boils down to love. People want to feel loved. It doesn't matter how much love you get at your house. People want to feel like they are part of something. And I think that's why a lot of people join gangs and different other things like that, just so they can be a part of something, because the people feel loved. And so I say that we should walk in love. We should make sure that all things that we do and live a life, y'all, it's out. Folks seeing you at the club and then you witnessing. No, you got to try to live the life of Christ. You got to try. Oh, the word is try. God. What's the word? I said try to live the life that God has in store for us. And our lives by itself is a witness, believe it or not. And so if you live that life and people don't see you in the clubs, and unless you're witnessing, because we used to go to clubs and witness, but you have to live that life. And I think if they see you live that life, not just talk that talk, but walk that walk, I think that that's a better witness. It'll be easier for you to witness. And then it's being sympathetic to what a person is going through. I think a lot of times the church look down on different people. Maybe they dress too short. Maybe they whatever. Because I remember when I went back to church, my first lady said she saw everything but the tatas. You know what I'm saying? And I did that because I wanted to see if this was a church that was going to judge me or see me for who I really was. And they did not judge me at all, y'all. That was doers of the word. Birmingham, they didn't judge me at all. It was like they loved me even more. And I believe if the church does that, that person that's off the streets, that person that just came from the club, that person that's just going through that whatever, if we love them enough, I believe that they will come to Christ and they will feel welcome enough to walk in the church and be able to serve.
One reason I think a lot of people have stopped going to church is because what I've noticed is a lot of people say that they went to a church that was just hypocrites. People were talking the talk, but they weren't walking the walk. They were saying you needed to live a certain way and you needed to be holy and do all these things, but behind closed doors, they were living the total opposite. So it gave those people, those visitors at the church, a bad taste for church. And now they are just, they feel like every church they go to is going to be the same.
So much, Adrian and Music Box, for allowing me to participate in this. What I've experienced over the years as a child, you know, everybody was taught to go to church, you know, you go and worship, really not understanding back then. And as you get older, you kind of decide where you want to go to church, or you may even go to your home church. But what I found out is sometimes some people express or develop their faith in different ways. A lot of people don't feel like you have to be in church to worship God, which I feel like you can worship God anywhere. Another thing is maybe relocation. I know when I was younger, I had a home church. And when you move around and you've gotten adjusted to the church that you were in, mm-hmm. it's kind of hard to just get started to somewhere new. You have to learn people new. Some people don't do well with change, and maybe that's part of the issue. Transportation is a lot of that I've seen and heard, and people are having a hard time getting there. And most people don't want to be a burden on somebody, so they choose to just opt out and not go. Some other things is illness. Illness could potentially be a reason. With COVID being out there and it's still kind of in the air, some people are scared for their health. And if you already have health issues, you don't want to be in places that you could be exposed to new things that could potentially make you sick, or you may be able to potentially make someone else sick. Mm-hmm. So that's part of it also. And then the discouragement, really due to unhealthy leadership. A lot of the leaders that are in the church, you're having a lot of problems with people that are pastors and ministers, and they are not displaying healthy leadership. Yeah. In order for people to want to follow you, you have to display healthy leadership. You have to show that you are a good leader, exactly. And show things that led you up to being a leader.
And I think like one of y'all said this, that I don't think people are, I think Pastor Damien said it. I don't think people are telling their testimonies enough. I think sometimes we're so selfish that when God allowed you to go through it and he got you out of it, it was not for you. It wasn't for you. It was for you to share your experience and be a blessing to somebody else. Because I noticed that when we did this mental health album, we did it because we was going through some hockey sticks.
Yeah.
Of hockey stick.
Oh.
And the responses that we got from it was like, I'm going through that too. I'm so happy I heard this album, because the same feelings I was feeling, you feeling, you know. And a lot of times people just don't think they can relate to you.
That's right.
So I think that the church needs to get to a place, and now we've said the problem, I want to say the solution.
I was desiring, so I would pray and ask God, and God would slowly but surely begin to, through the Holy Spirit, teach and educate me, because I had a desire to learn and want more. I didn't want the religious bondage, the structure, the organization, a protocol that you had to follow, because if you don't follow this protocol, then that means you're going to hell. If you don't show up in their building chopping axe, if you don't ain't a good stewardship in their front of their eyesight so they can see what you're doing, chopping axe. If you don't follow the structure of the program, chopping axe. It's never watering. It's never. And the people in the world don't want to be a part of that organization. They would rather be a Muslim. They would rather join African spirituality. They would rather join Hinduism or Buddhism. What, there ain't no Triple X. You know what I'm saying? Because they want more besides being tore down like the world is tearing them down. You know what I'm saying? All these religions promise them power, but they never deliver. But I don't want to call the kingdom of the church a religion, because God never called us to be a part of any religion. There is no religion. God only called us to be holy, not participate in any religious organization, period. He only called us to be holy, and he wants us to establish his government on the earth. This is what Jesus was going around preaching, the kingdom of God, the domain where God rules. Establish that on the earth through the Holy Spirit, through the gifting. And we don't get this gospel. So people are never empowered at all. They don't understand who their identity is. They just follow the protocol of the structure. And they be bamboozled by giving money, thinking that they're going to be blessed. All this, man, it's so much crazy stuff going on inside of the church. I'm saying this because, like, this is not everybody's reason why they're not going to people, reason why everybody left. Everybody has their own reason why they left, and people have their own reason why they're not going. But we have to let God touch their hearts and draw them in any form or fashion. I will say, what is the solution to get people to actually come to church? We got to use wisdom, man. We got to use wisdom. We got to stop using the chopping axe, and we got to move in love. We got to use wisdom. You understand what I'm saying? To draw people. And that has to be dealing with your life. People going to watch your life, not your words, because your words speak, your life speak your words for you. So you got to let your life move. And it's not about winning over everybody. It's the people that around in your circle, in your area, wherever you go, however you move, there's no people that God gonna send your way. They need to see your life, not your words. You understand what I'm saying? And then the people in the church, this is how they draw people. Well, I don't know what church you go to. I have plenty of people ask me what church I went to or what church I go to because of the knowledge that I had from God. But I didn't get this knowledge from my church. Don't get me wrong, that the knowledge that I got from my church was a base. I got the foundation. And if you ain't got the foundation, go to a church and make sure you get the foundation. And then when you get the foundation, you really need to start studying for yourself and ask God for more revelations. Why? So you can operate out in the world. Sure. And you can and be the evidence that people need to see to, like, wow, I want to be a part of this. What church you go to or what denomination, man. I'm not a part of no denomination, man. I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is growing and expanding every day on a daily basis. Every day. You understand what I'm saying, man? But what is the solution, man? Listen, get you some friends, Bible-based friends, biblical friends. You get in a circle, y'all have Bible study. You know what I'm saying? Y'all study the word of God. Y'all go in prayer, ask God to give you revelation. And it's not going to happen boom and a drop of the dime. You're gonna slowly but surely, God is gonna start showing you stuff. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna start moving different, man. But get you a good church, or you got you a good church around the corner that got 5 members, man. Hey, turn up at the church, man. Get you some word. If it's 1,000 members, as long as it's biblical, all that flamboyantness, man, we got to take that out of the church. All this entertainment, concerts, trampolines, movie theater, bowling alley, date night, man, get rid of all that crap, bro. We just need the word of God in our lives that will change our lives. You understand what I'm saying, man?
To start coming back to church is one that we have to be approachable. We need to be able to approach people in a loving way, a comforting way, and being open enough that they will receive what we're giving or trying to give them. And also, we have to go back to making a church like a magnet and not a repellent. We don't want people to not want to come. We want people to know that we care, and we have to be consistent. You have to be consistent about letting them know what's going on. Hey, if I've talked to you and, you know, you met me in the street or whatever, we meet, I call you, check on you. I'm not trying to throw God on you, but I'm actually checking on you to let you know I care. And that part helps people to be more open and be receiving of what God has put in us to give as a gift. Also, we have to make it a priority. We have to make being a unity of people together a priority. If you make it a priority, then you know that it's something that you have to do. You have to keep it consistent and be a part of doing. And that's what God wants us to do. God wants us to talk to his people and make his people feel loved like he loves the church. So we have to show the love and we have to be transparent. It's okay to give a little bit of information about what's going on in your life to allow a person to be open with you. So, and we have to be mindful of people's feelings when it comes to talking to them about God. So, being transparent, being approachable, making it a priority, and being involved. We need to all do that, and that could actually help potentially bring people back to the Lord and also bring them back to church, because we need to be a family as a whole. Like, God loves the church. He wants us to love each other the same way.
We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Levi Billups, published photographer for family, commercial, business, portrait, personal, and any event. Go to the website and go ahead and get your portraits today.
We're back. And I think that's a part of just us witnessing, just people knowing that, and it coming from your heart. People know when you fake. They know when you ain't real about what you're saying, you know, especially the world. So we have to be authentic in who we are. Be you at the end of the day. You don't have to have all the right words. You don't have to have all the right speech. Be you at the end of the day. People gonna love you for you. When you acting like you somebody else, and then they see you again and you not that same person, that's a turnoff. Be who you are. Be who God has called you to be.
I don't think nobody wants to hear about back in the 70s when they weren't born until the 80s and the 90s. So I think a lot of that has to do with why people are leaving the church. Also, people are going to other churches to find something a little bit different. But they think that it's different at another church and it's all still the same. Now, yes, we have to do other programs and get other things going to keep our younger generation and keep just church people in church. But we should not allow the streets to come into the church as well. So there's a fine line between the streets and church, and we have to be careful on not allowing the streets to come back into the church. So I think with those being said, that we now have to adapt to a new 21st century church.
Let me tell you this, the solution is really y'all be accountable for you. Make sure you live in the life of Christ and get out there and witness. That's what's really important, winning souls for Christ. The Bible says it's wise when you win souls. So I know a lot of us need some more wisdom. I know I do.
I know I do.
So I'm about to go out here and win some souls for Christ. Let's get the people back in church, y'all, because they need Jesus. They need God in their life. And it's up to us, the believers, to lead them to Christ. Now, God and Jesus, they do the drawing. All we got to do is just do our part.
And we y'all do the work.
You're doing your part.
Do your part.
Don't be selfish. Do your part. Do your part.
Do your part.
Do your part. Stop playing. Do it. I said do it.
Do it.
That wraps it up, y'all. This is your girl, Adrian.
It's your boy, Music Box.
And we thank y'all for being a part of this podcast. I'm telling you, if you didn't learn anything, hey, be accountable for yourself and get out there and witness. Get out of you. Don't be selfish. Do God. Then do you. God will make sure you have everything that you need. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything that you need will be added unto you.
Amen.
This is it, y'all. We wrapping it up for the Adrian and Music Box Podcast Show.
Good.
I'm telling you, y'all, we excited. Y'all, this is not for the next podcast, because we're going to talk about some stuff y'all don't even really want to talk about, but it needs to be talked about. Hey, we'll see you later. This is the Adrian Music Box Podcast Show. Back then, they ain't want me. Now, what? They all
alone.
Now, yeah. They all want me.
Yeah.
Back then, yeah. Back then, they ain't want
me. Yeah.
Now, hot.
Gospel Choice Music Awards Christian Contemporary Artist of the Year. And I need y'all to go and listen to this album.
Yeah, go and listen to this album
when you're going through. And also, y'all, we have a new album that's coming out, and I didn't want to tell what it's really about, but I'm going to tell you, it's a praise and worship album. We just don't do Christian hip-hop music. We do everything.
Everything.
Everything. So, y'all listen out for this new music that's coming out really, really soon. And
when y'all can always go to YouTube. Y'all can go to Spotify. Y'all can go to anywhere, any platform, any music platform to find our music. You can actually go to our website at www.adrian-musicbox.com.
Right, y'all. We'll see you later.
See you later.
Listen to that music. Go listen to that music. Woo-woo. Go listen to that music. And listen to that music.
If you missed this year's mental health concert, here's what you missed.
Everyone who came out and supported A&M Ministries. If you had mental health problems, you left free.
Here we go now. Here we go.
See you next year.